No, can you hear me?
I mean, kind of.
But not really.
We can hear the fans more than anything else.
Oh.
But it looks good.
Does it really?
Doesn't it look good, Jules?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right, we can't hear you. I can't hear you now with that on. I can't hear you at all. But you look good.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Why are you in a bad mood, Jules?
She's not in a bad mood. She just
Let her say it.
No, let me.
Why?
Because she's gonna deny it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm her attorney.
Okay, go. Oh, sir.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Is,
I'm,
sir?
I'm representing her.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah. So my client here, hearsay. This is a hearsay,
mm-hmm.
right? From different sources, right? I heard that she had her very first panic attack today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't know what it was.
Welcome.
I know. Welcome to the
I've
club,
had so
man.
Many of them.
Thousands.
Seriously.
I'm having one right now.
Wait. Will you seriously explain your experience?
I was doing homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my hand started to feel numb
yep.
and shaky.
That's a stroke. That's not a panic attack.
She's like, and my face fell asleep and my eyeball drooped.
Yeah.
What is it? What else happened?
Yeah.
My hands felt shaky and yeah. numb. And then I started to breathe heavily. Like I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
Like you were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it feel like your heart was skipping a beat or no? Was your heart pounding heavy? Like you could
pounding
feel it
heavy.
Out of your chest. Right. Correct. Another mm. symptom. These are all dire
do
symptoms.
Do you know what you were thinking about at the time when it happened?
Yeah.
What was it?
Secret.
Oh.
And now we're going to have to get that secret out of you.
Yeah. What's the secret?
What's the secret?
Welcome back to What's That Secret?
You know, there's an old saying, you're as sick as your secrets.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So what's
so
your secret?
Secrets make you sick.
Secrets hurt someone. What is it? Secrets are no fun.
Secret hurt someone. Dum-dum to you if you have it.
If you have it.
Every secret has a unique weight to it, and you can only carry them for so long.
What is your secret?
That's what it is.
It's a secret.
Okay, it's a secret, and what is it?
Not for long.
This is where you make it up.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't want us to know the secret.
We've been doing this show for 51 weeks.
Yeah.
Make it up!
Okay.
Yeah.
My laptop broke.
Oh.
And I'm having withdrawals.
From what?
You're having withdrawals?
Yeah. She's having withdrawals from what?
Valorant.
Yeah.
That's sad.
What's the real secret, though?
Yeah.
That's it.
Lies.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's such a... What a bad... Also, by the way, to make you feel comfortable, I'm genuine. I had panic attacks for years, and I had them in college. I've told the story before, but this isn't fun. I was working at a restaurant, and I was serving, and I was tired and dehydrated, and I hadn't eaten all day. And I felt really like hazy and woozy, and I didn't feel one. I was like, oh, man, I just haven't eaten. That's why.
Yeah.
But I also had worked myself. Like, I was working crazy hours. I wasn't sleeping. And I get these things called ocular migraines. Do you know what that is?
No.
I go blind in one eye. Like, my vision goes away. So I started to get an ocular migraine, and I had all those symptoms. I never had a panic attack before, and I had such a bad fucking panic attack. I went outside behind the restaurant, and I laid down on the rocks.
Yep.
Like I was going to die.
Yeah. Another time what he did was he...
Here it is.
What?
No, go ahead.
Remember you went to the bathroom and went, ooh, ooh. You stood up and you went, ooh, and then you hit your head against
the fucking...
That
wasn't a panic attack.
What was that?
It was alcohol, lack of sleep, and lack of food.
Okay,
and
whatever sun. That is. He does that too.
And vertigo.
Yeah. And that was silly.
Sometimes I hit my face on a sink counter. Yeah. Ooh. Am I the only one that's ever hit their head on a sink counter?
I did this movie called Heartbreakers, and it was a really bad movie, and... Great director, and I remember Sticky Fingers, is that a rapper?
Yeah, Sticky Fingers.
Fingers was in it.
Yeah,
he was in the scene.
He's the chess player.
Right, the chess player.
Yeah.
Right. Did I tell you the story about how I had a monologue?
No, I mean I know you guys played chess together.
We did play chess, so I had a monologue with him. Right.
Yeah.
And I go the camera set up. Right.
Yeah.
It's a single from my waist up.
Sure.
And they go, and also I remember them. They're running out of time.
Like they have to wrap that.
Yeah, we
night.
Gotta go.
We gotta go.
Right, and I have this one page thing. Two words I get into it. The hemisphere or whatever the line is.
The hemisphere.
The hemisphere is. And I stop, and I have a fucking panic attack.
Full on.
Like I can't talk.
Trembling, sweating.
Move, right. Cut. Right, and you know people come. Mm-hmm. You're right, because you know. we gotta go.
You're right, because let's fucking go.
We got to go.
We gotta go.
Which only, like, puts fucking fuel on the fire.
Of course.
Right.
Then it's way worse.
Yeah, so now I'm trembling.
Like, imagine if someone walked in the room when you're having a panic attack, and I was like, what's wrong? And you're like...
Yeah, yeah. And I remember they just moved on.
Because you can't get the scene.
Couldn't get it out.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
when you call the casting director when I fail sometimes.
You didn't have a panic attack.
Okay.
You didn't have a panic attack.
And you call me out in that way. Another thing you call me.
How is that
also,
calling
you know,
another
out? Thing you've been doing lately, which I don't like. Let me just get this out of the way. Mm. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you too.
Is you calling me.
Oh, look at
me,
this weird, crazy spider on my microphone.
Yeah, you deserve it. George! You deserve it.
Look at that.
Here's another thing that you've been doing.
Oh, he's repelling.
This week.
Yeah.
That's been driving me cray cray.
What is it?
You call
just
me and
flick
go,
it.
I want to save his life, though. I'll put him in a bag.
See what happens? My therapist told me this is going to happen. I have a resentment.
We'll save you for later.
I have a resentment. You know what I mean? I have the... I'm...
No, it's fine.
I'm brave enough.
I'm
brave enough to bring it up, and then there's a spider.
So a lot's been going on in the news and in the social cycle.
And you know
what did I do? I called you this week to talk to you about a few different things.
No, you've been calling me. This is the first. This is what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it? Right.
I did.
No, twice you did it.
But you still don't know.
I do know.
You don't.
I do.
Because you got it.
No.
You got it.
I didn't.
You got it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't get it.
No.
They gave it to...
I don't know. They don't tell you that on the phone.
You can ask your agent.
Yeah, but I didn't even ask. They go, you didn't get it.
Ugh.
I don't know if I got it or not.
You got it.
No, I got a call saying they love me.
They love you.
Right? And they like my audition.
Told you.
Right?
See?
And they're...
What are you doing on your...
She's not even listening. That's what she's been doing lately.
Who are you...
She's
is
not
it a
even
boy?
Here. Are you here?
No, because I'm reading my school's emails.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit, you...
Bullshit!
You little fucking idiot.
Fucking liar.
It's true.
Yeah,
read it out loud. What does it say?
It is true because in the car ride over...
She was reading emails.
No, she goes like this. 16th, February 22. She kept saying that. 16th, February 22. I go, what are you fucking saying right now?
What is it?
And she's like, I have to go back to school. 16th or February 22.
February 22nd, you need to go back.
Yeah.
Is that what the email's about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right,
since
so now
you
know
the information, can you let it go and be in the present moment and do the fucking podcast?
Okay.
You're skating on thin ice, pal.
Oh, man, you're irritating
thinnest ice.
Irritating the fuck out of me right now.
And you know what? We should make you tell the secret. That's what we should make you do because of what you're up to.
But let me say something to you, Andrew.
But we won't.
I was hoping, right, that I wasn't going to get it.
Just
so that I can give you shit about it.
I know,
it.
But that's the best part because you're going to get it, and then I can give you shit about it.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Here's the stipulation.
What?
If you get it,
yeah,
I have to fly over there with you.
You're going to go to Hungary.
It's in Budapest, yeah.
Is that where Hungary is? Is Hungary in Budapest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Hungary the capital?
Hungary is the city.
Yeah.
Budapest is the state.
I know that. The country.
No. Budapest is the state.
Oh, and it's within Turkey.
Turkey's the citizen.
Yeah, the citizenship.
The citizenship.
Right.
And
Lithuania.
And Greeks are dirty, shellfish eating people.
They are.
Yeah.
They're
gross.
Dirty, hairy.
They're dirty, hairy people.
Pieces of shits. I know that fucking Hungary is a fucking country. All right. So don't be dumb. Okay?
Budapest.
Budapest. You'll fly over there with me?
I want to so bad.
I know. But when I go to Hawaii, you never show up.
First of all, I asked you.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if I came to Hawaii and we did like a little Bad Friends in Hawaii?
Yeah.
You know what you texted back?
What?
No.
Exactly.
So what the fuck are you saying now?
I want you to fight for it.
Oh, you want?
I want you to fight for Hawaii, dude.
You don't want this love to be that easy.
Yeah. I want you to go, come on, man.
You know what? I should just show up.
Yeah.
I mean, given this.
Dude, when I was in Hawaii, I had 8 days off.
And you did nothing.
Well, I did stuff.
But
Kalila
wasn't there. You were there alone.
Yeah. I would wake up and I go.
Why doesn't she go with you?
Because we have so many. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why do you have. Yeah, you were.
I'm checking the time.
The time that we're at now?
Yeah.
We just started.
Wow. I just want to check.
Oh, you did it again?
No. I just checked the time.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You know what? If you don't want to be here.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't. How about this? If you don't want to be here, too bad, because you have to.
You have to be here. Okay.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, you're done for.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Here, we haven't even thought about. Here's what we haven't even thought about.
Yeah.
She's getting accepted to colleges now.
Oh, no.
I know. So
when do you go to college?
September.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, so now.
What college?
I don't know yet.
But you got accepted to one?
What'd you get accepted to, Rude?
DeVry. Wait,
wait. University of Phoenix Online?
Cal State.
Northridge?
No, Fullerton.
Okay.
That's that close?
Close. It's Southern California. That's Anaheim. That's like, Fullerton's not far.
She could still drive to come to the podcast.
She has to.
If you go to Fullerton.
Yeah, you have to. What's the other one?
We don't know yet.
How many did you apply to?
Eight
of them.
Eight schools?
What's your dream school?
Long Beach.
Yeah, Long
Beach. Yeah, Long Beach is a great school. Shout out Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Wait, the Long Beach State. Yeah. Yeah, you know, the home of the, what's their mascot?
You're not going to get in.
Home of the. What if their administration's watching this right now?
Yeah, home of the.
We're really interested in this Rudy girl, Rudy
this
Jules.
Is another time to improvise.
Blue Whales.
Home of the Blue Whales.
The Blue Whales.
Home of the Blue Whales.
Exactly.
Long Beach State, California State, Long Beach, CSULB. Home of the Dirt Bags. That's their baseball team. Home of the Dirt Bags. That's real.
Yeah, that is real.
That is actually real.
Yeah.
And they have a big pyramid where their basketball team plays. Look, there's one right. Look, there it is right there. George is pulling it up so you can see it. What's their new mascot's called? The LB? The LB is a shark. Click on the images. I'd like to see what the LB looks like. ELBEE, the LB. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
What did it used to be? Something racist? They had to get rid of it. What's that guy next to it? Prospector Pete.
Jay Leno. Jay Leno is their mascot. That is literally Jay Leno.
Yeah, digging for gold. He's trying to dig for some gold. So this guy got banned, Prospector Pete, probably because it was embedded in some sort of racial narrative that they were like, we got to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something else?
It's so funny.
Something I also have to admit?
Yeah, please.
And it's very difficult to admit it.
Admit it.
I will. So how do I begin? When you suggest things, you know?
When I suggest what?
Things to watch or listen to.
TV and film?
Yeah,
I do. I've done a great job. You know how many people commented and said in and of itself was...
Okay, so I'm going to talk about that.
Life-changing.
Okay.
And I've got a list of new shit to watch because we've been watching.
Okay. Can I just tell you about my story?
Get it out.
Okay. So you brought up in and of itself.
Yes.
And when you said it, I thought to myself, I'm never going to watch it. I will not watch. I will not.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm at home, right? And I'm just on Hulu, right? And I skim, right? I'm skimming.
Skimming.
You know, they have the little things. Yeah, we suggest this.
Yeah.
You know?
You might like this.
Yeah. And I run past it.
Yeah.
I go, fuck it. Nah.
Just out of spite.
Yeah, out of spite.
Dick.
So I go, you know what, dude? I think I should watch it because I know I'm not going to like it. I know that whatever he says, about it, right, is absolutely wrong.
Right.
And so I'm just going to watch it out of spite.
Right. Right.
So that I can come back to the podcast and go, fuck you. You owe me 2 hours of my life or whatever it might be. Okay. Right.
You waste significantly more than 2 hours of your own life on dumb shit. So go ahead.
Okay. I don't like the way you're fucking holding that fucking glass, by the way.
It's the biggest cup we've got.
Okay. So I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes in. 5 minutes in, my eyes are going.
Told you.
I'm not kidding you.
I told you.
And I had to push pause.
Because you're bubbling.
And I go, oh, God. Oh, God, that was so good. Mm-hmm. Right? And I hated myself for it.
By the end of the movie,
yeah.
You were moved, weren't you?
Not moved. Snot bubbles. No, I'm kidding you. I'm trembling, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was life-changing.
Yeah.
Right? And I go, Kalila, you have to watch this.
Yeah, you
this
guys, well, you FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And Kalila was in the background. And why didn't you watch it with her in the first place, though?
Because she doesn't, she's worse than, when it comes to you,
yeah.
She's worse.
Why?
Because we just don't trust you.
You think
we don't trust you? You
don't
fuck?
You don't trust my.
We don't.
You don't
but
trust
now
my picking
I'm
of stuff.
I'm beginning to a little bit.
You should.
All right.
You should.
Now I'm beginning. You didn't see it yet.
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So what I'm saying is that, and other people I've read on Twitter that you suggested it have watched it and they go, thank you.
They love it.
I'm telling you right now, now you get a second person to validate. Okay.
Okay.
I'm saying that I'll tell you why I like it. And I'll tell you why it's genius. Uh-huh. I'm not going to give anything away.
No, right? Don't.
I'm not. But he's taking two performance arts mediums.
Correct.
Combining them.
Yeah.
Right? And it's very authentic and original. Yes. But it's also very life-affirming. And it's just well done.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like...
You can tell... You know, they say... People say this a lot about... you're not good at whatever your art is until you hit your 10,000 hour mark, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's music or fashion or comedy or writing or performing. And you can tell that this is, he's hit 10,000 hours.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you can tell when someone, it's almost like when you watch a good comedy special or listen to a great album, when you go, these guys have really put in some fucking work.
Yeah.
It's just like, it comes together.
It's like card tricks, for instance.
Sure.
Right. I would never be able to do it.
Never,
right?
Because
I just know that Stubby I'll be fingers. Doing it, right? Fan, right? And I'll be doing it, I'll already in my head go, I fucked up already. You know what I mean? I don't know where the ace is.
Yeah.
Right? I lost it. It was supposed to be here on this finger.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be controlling it.
Yeah.
And I lost the control.
It's in some guy's pocket. It's like, you put the ace in me already.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just, you can
I just can't do magic.
You can tell that he, you okay, you know who else I got into this weekend?
Oh, here we go.
I got into on HBO Max. There's a show called Painting with John. Do you know that show?
No.
John Lurie. Look up John Lurie.
Wait, it's a series?
So he had an original one called... Do you know who this is?
No, man.
John Lurie, you don't know who this is?
I don't know John Lurie.
It's crazy. Mr. Look at... There he is. It's funny to think that you, Mr. Snob, artistic snob rat brat, don't know who he is because he is a god in the artistic community.
Okay, can I...
One of Anthony Bourdain's... Best friends.
Bourdain's his name.
One of Anthony Bourdain's best friends.
I said Bourdain.
I said Bourdain's. Okay. I know who he was.
Can I say something to you? Your attitude right now.
So he was in New York. He's a musician, a painter.
I know this.
Right? Oh, you know who he is?
Yes, man.
You don't know who he is?
Yes, I do. He's my AA sponsor. See, that's how you improvise.
Yeah, that
you
was really good.
Just make shit up, okay?
This guy's got a show about painting, and
I'm
going
to say something
phenomenal.
About art, though, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
Correct.
And I've never claimed on the show that I was an art connoisseur.
No, but you think you're a highbrow art...
I'm not high... And I don't like the way you're doing that with your finger.
You like... Right? You like.
I don't like a highbrow.
You like highbrow
art. I don't do this.
No, you want to be a part of a highbrow community.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I...
You but know, you're not.
Yeah.
You're beanie you know wearing... What I, no,
you know,
you're
you know
a beanie
what I am?
Wearing...
You know what I am?
What?
Lowbrow.
Yeah, you're very lowbrow.
Yeah, I'm very lowbrow.
And we might be
I'm
throwing gang signs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These might be gang signs, by the way.
But I'm going to tell you right now, dude, I've never claimed that. I don't know any. Okay, how about this? Let's do a contest.
It's not that you don't claim it.
Name me 20 artists. Just off the history of the world. Go ahead.
20?
15.
We're going to sit here while I go through them?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know.
Artists of any kind?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Mediums, you know what I mean?
But I can pick music. I can pick
paint. No. In terms of just painting. Either it be, you know, abstract or...
Picasso.
There we go.
Rembrandt.
Here we go.
Renoir.
Dengi. Go ahead.
Jackson Pollock.
Bingo.
I can use him. John Lurie. Yeah,
there we go.
It is weird to name
painters. Yeah, that's why I like doing that.
It's very hard. I mean, I don't know anything about painting, but this is really fun.
Yeah.
Let's name some more painters. Donaldo.
No, there's no Donaldo.
Yeah, there is.
If there's a Donaldo, I'll let it slide. Donaldo, go ahead. I'll give you Donaldo.
Donaldo.
Donaldo, go ahead.
Warhol.
Very good.
I guess.
Yeah.
Basquiat. But,
very good.
But blah, whatever.
No, I love Basquiat.
I know you do. You see, this is what I mean.
Love it.
Take a time out. We're on 8.
Okay.
You would love
Dali. You miss
Basquiat.
Dali.
Yeah, Salvador Dali. You would love Basquiat. You know why?
Why?
Because people have this affinity for that guy. Even though what he made was only revolutionary because he was like a black artist in New York when it was all white hoity-toity. Outside of that, his stuff wasn't that good. Basquiat's stuff wasn't that good. None of it was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
All Basquiat stuff was fine. It was like, yeah, that's fine art. I guess it's good. It's good. But it wasn't mind-blowing. It was just unique because he was a young black artist in an all-white world, which is credible. Mm-hmm. But... this isn't that good.
That's very good.
This isn't that good.
That's very good.
That's fine.
Rudy
can do that.
I gotta say this, all right?
Rudy can do that.
Look. You're very good.
Not so good.
Yeah. Can I just say this?
Bring up a Renoir. Bring up a Renoir.
All right, Renoir, but stop it.
That's my point.
But can I say this? Let me say what I want to say, okay?
Look at that. Look at that sex.
Oh, realism.
Look at that fat. Look at that fat white girl by the water.
My uncle Han can make a fucking realistic planet painting like that. Yeah, that's my uncle. You know what?
You know how technical that is? And Basquiat was like,
really? So you're all right. So you right? You think that Basquiat blah blah blah? Right?
Yeah.
What about this guy? What about your guy right here? Right?
Who?
Putting the fucking brush in the paint can and just doing this, Jackson Pollock, go fuck yourself.
I don't want Jackson Pollock. I just named him.
That's your guy.
I just named him.
White guy, that's your guy.
My art has been commended as being strongly vaginal.
I just named him. Okay, what's a good Asian artist then?
People I know.
Who?
David Cho.
You name one. That's the only one. Get off a show.
No, I'm not going to. He's a personal friend of mine. Thank
Give
you so much.
Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another Asian artist that you love.
I can't. BetterHelp. Oh boy. During this pandemic, nothing has helped me more than BetterHelp. Yeah. Therapy has saved my life. I go through trauma therapy through BetterHelp. It's really improved my life. And is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah.
There are many probably
things. A lot of things, yeah.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Tell them more, Andy.
Look, it's a broad range of expertise available, and I got to tell you, we both use therapy. We've talked about it on the show a lot. It's a big proponent of our lives, and I think it helps everybody for everything that you're going through, all right? BetterHelp, they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. They make it easy for you to change counselors if need be. BetterHelp just wants you to live a happier life. I know a lot of people are weird about therapy. Trust me, it's definitely worth it. Just try it out. So many people have been using it all over. So give yourself a break and get a little help. Visit betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's help, H-E-L-P.
Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional through BetterHelp.
That's right. Special offer for the Bad Friends listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. 10% off your first month for our listeners at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Helix.
Sleep. You want to get to sleep?
Yeah.
You got to use Helix.
I know. Let me say something, okay, Ann?
Yeah.
My brother, this is a true story.
Okay.
My brother, about 25 years ago, he goes, I need a mattress because my brother used to sleep on the ground. I'm being real.
I know.
Like on bamboo shoots. I'm not kidding. He had the same mattress for 25 years.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
That's
right?
Too repulsive.
So I sent him, Kalila sent him a Helix sleep mattress, right? It improved my brother's posture.
Really?
He sleeps 12 hours now. He used to sleep only like 6 hours.
Right. Six is healthy.
It saved him. He goes, it's the most comfortable. He goes, it's more comfortable than any hotel he's ever stayed at.
Yeah.
He loves Helix Sleep. And you have the same opinions about it.
Well, let me tell you something. This is also a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a Helix Sleep and we had already just gotten a new mattress when we moved into our new place.
Yeah.
And I put it in the second room thinking, okay, it'll be a nice thing for guests. And no joke, I'm in there more than I'm in my own room, and I negotiated trying to switch it out into the main room. And my wife says no. So guess what? I sleep in the guest room, and she sleeps in our room, and that's what we like. Look, Helix Sleep has a quiz. It takes you 2 minutes to complete, matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. I'm being genuine when I say this. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's so comfortable. You're going to love it.
It's so affordable.
Yeah. I took it. I was matched with Midnight because that's what I like. If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz. It's that easy. Comes to your door all squished up, ready to go. It's probably the greatest mattress I've ever gotten delivered to my front door in my life that you just cut open and you're good to go. You don't need to take our word for it. They were awarded number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Just go to helixsleep.com/badfriends. Take the 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
Yep, they got a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights. Okay, that's over 3 months, risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you'll love it, I promise. They're offering $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. $200 off and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/badfriends. That's helixsleep.com/badfriends. Look at David Cho. Phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so for my money, I'll pay for that over Basquiat.
Okay.
This is my point.
Basquiat was great.
Look at how talented that is. Put that side by side with a Basquiat, George. Look at how beautiful that looks. And now show me whatever fucking candle they're selling at Urban Outfitters with a Basquiat fucking label written on it. That's what they do now.
Yeah.
They sell his stuff on.
Look how great that is.
Boof. Oh, show me. No, go back. Go to Boxer. That's one of his most famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Click on Boxer and make it big. images usually helps. Okay. There it is.
All right.
Right there. Look at this.
Can I say something about this?
My niece.
No, your niece couldn't do that.
My niece.
I'll tell you what, your niece.
No, my niece can make it.
All right. When you have a realism, don't ever do that again.
This is my mic.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so what I'm saying is that, let's calm down for a second, okay?
Yeah, why did we get so hot? Because you got mad about the artist thing.
I know, because, you know, a lot of artists can do realism, all right? I knew dudes in art class in high school that could draw my face, okay?
Really?
Yeah, technical, yeah.
Tough face to draw. Tough face to draw.
Okay.
It's unique.
It's not, it's round, but you just do slits.
It's round, but it has cheekbones.
You just do a circle, two slits, a mouth, and two holes.
It's like a smiley face.
Yeah, all right? Yeah. It's very easy to do.
You have a smiley face.
All right. Fuck you. All right. Well, I'm going to say about fucking Basquiat, right?
David chose art.
Just let me finish my
better
point.
Better than Basquiat. I said it. David chose art's better than Basquiat.
Let me finish my point.
Bam.
Okay. Is that no one could do what Basquiat did, because that's an original. That comes from his mind.
So, what do you mean? David Cho paints nothing original?
No, he does, but I'm just saying there's more realism. It's abstract.
You could
look at a David Cho painting, although he's a friend of mine, he's very talented, right? And compare it to other people's, right? But with Basquiat, when you see a Basquiat, you know that it's him.
Yeah. Yes, because it's uniquely bad. Because it looks like a child's painting in an art museum.
Even a child couldn't do it.
Children do it all
they
the time.
They can't do that.
All the time they do
can't.
It.
No, they
all
can't.
The time.
No, they can't.
You know what? I'm going to show you every fridge in Sherman Oaks. Every parent's like, look they at what Brayden did.
Yeah,
Brayden
yeah.
does that.
Yeah.
That looks like finger paint for Brayden.
And you can't compare also.
I know. These are two different kinds of art. I understand.
You can't compare, right, like a movie like Elf.
Great film.
Great film. And a movie like Mean Streets.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Elf is better.
No, it's not.
Elf is better.
Elf is not better.
Elf is better.
All right. Then Elf, right?
Yeah.
And Apocalypse Now.
Elf is better.
It's not fucking
Elf
better.
Elf is better. Elf is better.
It's not better. It's not better. You know it's not better. You know it's not better.
Elf.
You're just saying that to fucking drive me crazy.
Give me something else that you think will beat Elf, because I'm telling you right now, Elf is still winning.
Okay.
Memorable lines. The All characters. Right,
I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one. Okay. Elf, okay, mm-hmm. versus the original Star Wars.
Ooh, that's tough.
Two different movies.
That's very tough.
Okay, how about Elf and
Hold
the
on.
Original Alien?
Ooh.
Two different movies. You can't compare the two.
I'm going to go with, of course, Elf! Elf.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
You can't compare art. Right, it's hard. It's hard. My point is, when I see Basquiat stuff, I know it's his stuff.
Compare the Rotten Tomatoes between between Elf. What did it get?
Well,
84%.
Do you go by tomato score or audience score?
Not audience.
You don't do
no because
audience.
Half of those guys are fucking Trump supporters.
What do you mean?
They love Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The tomato score then? Who are they?
What people that know about film?
What? No,
yeah,
no.
These are film people.
Are they the ones that are buying all the box office tickets? No, that's the people matter.
Yeah, but the
critics don't matter.
No. Now we're going into a fucking personal
And here's
thing.
Why I
Let
know.
Let me say something.
Here's what happened at the Golden Globes. All these names were released and everybody was like, what is this? No one watched any of that
because
shit.
Yeah, because that's why you have the Golden Globes and you have the People's Choice Awards.
No, People's Choice Awards isn't a real thing.
No one watches the People's Choice Awards.
That's not a real thing.
You don't have a fucking People's Choice Awards party.
My
Come
point
on
is,
over, let's watch to see who most likable sidekick.
The Golden Globes should be about the people. The Emmys should be about the Academy.
Listen, okay. When you,
by the way, and I are never going to any of these things. We're never going to get invited.
You know what I am?
No, you're not.
I am.
You'll go to the Razzies.
No, I will go to the Emmys one day.
You'll go to the Floozies or the Azzies.
Been to the Emmys.
What? Were you working?
I interviewed. Twice.
You were interviewing people?
Yeah. I interviewed William H. Macy a couple of
times. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Okay. And the second thing is,
you're not going to go to the Emmys.
Yes, I am.
You're not. You'll go as somebody's guest. I'm going to take you as my guest.
No. And when, I can't wait.
Holy
I
fuck.
Can't
if,
fucking, no, stop.
If Dave, if,
let me finish.
If Dave
I can't
gets nominated,
wait.
I'm taking you as my
I can't
guest.
Can't wait.
I'm not going
to
take my wife.
For me to get
you.
Invited to the fucking Emmys.
Not going
to
go.
In your face.
You're not going to go.
Yes, I am.
You're not going to go.
Oh, you're saying that I'll get invited, but I won't go?
Oh, no, I'm saying you won't go. You won't get invited.
I will get invited.
For what?
What about the show that I just sold to ABC?
Nah, I'm not going to win an Emmy.
You're so negative. I love it. But I'm going to say this, okay?
Yeah.
Is that that got 84%, right? What did Alien get?
What's Alien, George? Please, 95. No. Oh, that's Mean Streets.
Mean Streets,
obviously,
95.
Obviously. Mean Streets is a... Come on. Obviously.
But you said earlier.
Alien got what?
What did Alien get?
98.
98.
Higher than Mean Streets.
Right. So my point
is... So that
though,
means Alien is better than Mean Streets. Right. Your point is right. You're right.
And it's also better than Elf.
In this world, yes.
But my point is you can't
in
compare the two.
In Rotten Tomatoes world.
You can't compare the two.
We just did.
I know, but that's one thing. Maybe some other site would have some other opinion. My point is that they're two different fucking
art is
arts.
Subjective.
Right.
But someone's got to judge at some point.
Right.
So.
And also, can I just make this argument too, is that there have been bands where people go, you go, oh, why would anyone buy a Creed album? But millions of people do.
It's a great band.
Oh my God.
Great band, great music.
You're really doing it. You're a Chad right now.
Yeah.
Nothing against Creed. Nothing against them. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you can compare, you know, it's just like, it's not great. I would never buy it. And it's like,
I think
people in hordes like stuff that aren't good.
Because
you can't trust people.
You can only compare it on a technical level.
Right.
You can't go... Creed is not as good of a band, mm-hmm. that term, not as good of a band as...
any of them.
Stop it, because they are better than some of them.
Okay.
Creed is not as good of a band as the Black Keys, right? You could say that.
Yes.
And then someone would go, well, I don't like the Black Keys, I love Creed. But you can say Creed...
And that person
Creed
is a fucktard. Okay.
You can say Creed isn't as musically... technically talented as a Black Keys, and that's a more valid
if
argument.
If you look at a Creed album, right, mm-hmm. and then you look at OK Computer.
Sure.
Right?
I'll side Radio by side.
Heads, right? Side by side.
Yeah.
It's not even a fucking – OK Computer blows it out of the water. All right? It's a masterpiece.
It's a thematic album. I agree.
From beginning to end, it's a fucking masterpiece.
I agree, but there's people out there that don't.
Yeah, and those people are the ones that fucking review on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't trust them. That's my point.
Yeah, but some of those people are also the tomato meter.
Listen, I know this, and this is maybe why some people call me an elitist.
That's what it is, an elitist.
You're driving me crazy today. But okay, so I might be a little bit of an elitist, right? But there are certain things that are good. That's why when you say I'm not going to that, fine, okay, that might be true. All right.
I'm kidding. You can go if you want. I don't. What do I?
No.
Let me tell you something.
It might be true.
Not only
but
is
what
your
I'm
show
saying,
your show is going to get an Emmy, a Golden Globe, and it's going to be the first television show that gets an Oscar. Your show.
All right. Now you're being a fucking asshole.
And you'll get a Grammy.
It's impossible.
You're going to get an EGOT.
All right. So what I'm saying though is, oh God, my throat. I can't even swallow.
What
it's,
we're
it's,
saying
it's,
is, you know, neither saying. Of us know what we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, we do. Let me just close out my fucking...
Close it up.
Just close out my fucking argument.
Close
okay.
it up, Papa.
Is I do know there are just certain things, right, in terms of art,
yeah.
right, that are more creative,
mm-hmm.
More relevant,
mm-hmm.
more, you know, putting their finger on what's going on the planet
yeah.
or the world, right?
Yeah, culture.
Culture. And there are some albums are just put out right, quickly.
Yeah.
Right, through some sort of like corporate machine.
Yeah.
Right, and it's only there so that people, the masses.
Mm-hmm.
What
is that?
Them.
That's the masses?
Right, they'll go buy it.
Right.
Right, and I'm not necessarily, you know, going to listen to them when it comes to film.
Okay.
Okay.
Who do you listen
to? Because you have, it's like those patriots. They say America is the greatest country in the world when a lot of them have never even visited other countries. How do they know, right?
Well, you don't need to go anywhere when you're in the best. You're not going to leave a Morton Steakhouse and go to an Outback, are you?
That's a good one. All right, my point though, right, being is that a lot of these people go, this movie is the greatest movie in the whole world when they haven't seen Being There or Paris, Texas, or, you know what I mean? Any of these, you know what I mean?
But maybe it's the best to them.
But you can't
say... And that's still okay.
No, but some of them say it's the best of all time. this movie's the best. And, oh, have you seen, you know what I mean, any Kurosawa film, or have you seen?
But there is no best of all time. It doesn't exist.
There are.
There is no best of
there's
all time.
A, there's, there are 50 films, right, that most people that critique films, right, mm-hmm. and have seen all the films will say that generally we're pretty confident that these 50, right, are in the best films of all time.
Yeah, but we don't know what's coming next.
No, what I'm saying is that I'll tell you, Citizen Kane will probably always be on that list.
It'll be on a list of some of the best films, but it won't be for forever. Times will change, my friend. Yo, I'm sure in the fucking parliamentary days that they thought finger flicking. They were like, this is the illest shit of all
and
time.
And it still is.
It's not. It's
really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah, that's not that you don't put it on anymore. You don't care.
I listen to Chopin all the fucking time.
You
man.
Don't or like Rachmaninoff. Chopin.
Yes, I do.
When's the last time he's played Chopin inside the house?
I don't know who's.
Exactly. She doesn't know who's Chopin.
She doesn't know. Name me six composers right now.
This is tough.
Six composers.
Wait, I forgot everything already because it's pressure.
You can't name one.
We just named one. Okay, we'll give you clues.
We'll give you clues.
Okay, how about this?
All right. One of them was, they did a movie about a dog.
A big hairy dog.
Big hairy dog. But that's the composer's name.
And the guy, and John, what was the actor's name? He used to yell his name, the dog's name all the time.
Yeah.
He used to go.
It starts with a B.
Yeah, B.
Bay. It starts with Bay.
Bay.
Bay. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Say it. Try
Just
it.
Try.
Bay.
Bay.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
That's it. Beethoven.
Wow. That's good.
One. That was very difficult.
Okay,
though.
What's another one?
Right. There's another guy, right? His first name, right, was the guy that makes pizzas. Right? There's a famous guy that makes fancy pizzas in Beverly Hills.
That's right.
Has the same name as his, a composer.
I don't know.
Okay, his
first
middle
name. First,
his, no, his
first
middle
word.
Name. His middle name is Amadeus.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Puck.
Mozart.
Wolfgang okay. Amadeus Puck. He has a great restaurant where you go in there and you jam out to classical
music. So
you've
never heard of them? Mozart.
I heard of him.
Mozart. And, you know Mozart.
Beethoven. Yeah. Right. Bach.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of Bach?
Yeah. I've learned in therapy today.
Okay. I forgot what day it is.
It's Thursday. It's therapy day. So
I went to therapy this morning too.
I like to affirm my paranoia. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I did was Friday night, you know, I'm on a show, Magnum.
You are?
Yeah. And one of the older episodes aired and some guy on Twitter goes, Bobby Lee literally is the worst actor, right?
And who is this guy?
Well, then today he made fun of my penis. So I know that he has something against me.
I'm sorry, guys.
It was Andres.
Oh, my God. Andres, if it was you, I'd laugh so hard and you're fired. But what I do then is this. So I read the tweet, right?
Why?
Well, because you're scrolling and then you kind of. I know, right? So, but this is what I said. So this is what my therapist got so mad at me today. Mm-hmm. So this is what I do. I go, I read the tweet and I go, oh, fuck. Maybe he's right. No, I know. It's crazy.
It's insane.
So what I do is this. I text a producer.
Oh, because you want.
Right. I go, so was it bad? Mm-hmm. Which is like, not good, man. And I do that when I take takes. Like, if I don't think that the take is good.
You ask?
No, but I'll hang out by Video Village. No, I really will. I'll let, like, if you're the director, I'll just stand around like this. They're resetting a different
shot. Do you watch playback? Is that why?
No, I'll just kind of go, do you get it? Right? And my therapist goes, you can no longer do that ever.
You can't. That's so bad for you.
I know. I don't do it in a desperate, needy way.
No, it's not desperate.
I do it in a very, I'll just kind of like, I'll whistle too. I'll play with my feet a little bit, right? I look, and if they lock eyes, I'll go, you get it? we got it. We're moving on. Come on.
Why are you so insecure about it? Once it's locked, it's over.
I understand that. I don't know, but it's just like, I'm just things that I'm learning in therapy. That's all.
And your therapist said, no longer you're going to do it.
I can no longer do that.
But is there a way that you can check yourself to make sure you don't do it again?
I have to self-soothe.
You do?
I have to self-soothe. And the way I go, I don't even know what that means. So what she said was, because I don't know why, but I'm for some reason, like, I'll just give you an example. I can't tell you who, but like this always used to happen to me. Like I'd be on stage. This is like in 15 years ago. Like mm-hmm. I'd be at the Improv.
Yeah.
And I'd be on stage and a female comic would walk in, right? With a black eye. I'm not kidding you. With a black eye.
Can I know who?
You know, I can't tell you who.
Damn it.
And she'd be like, look at me. She would look at me. I was that guy.
That you hit her?
No. But she would have to talk to me. I was like the female comics tampon.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Where like female comics would go, you know what I mean? Yeah, this guy was really aggressive with me. What do I do? You know what I mean? I was that guy.
Did you do anything about
no.
the guy?
No. No, but I, you know, I'm just, you know, so I'm good at soothing other people. Is yeah. what I'm saying. So how I deal with other people, right? I'm going to do it to myself.
Right.
That's how I'm going to self-soothe.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So stop spending time trying to soothe for others. You self-soothe.
Yeah.
Self-soothe.
I'm trying to self-soothe myself.
ShipStation.
Oh, we would be nothing without ShipStation, Andy.
All of our merch ships out of ShipStation, Bob.
We use this service at Bad Friends here.
So if you bought some of our merch, which, and if you haven't, what are you doing? Yeah. Buy some. We use ShipStation through that because it's incredible.
And if you sell stuff online, you're definitely in the right business. More people are shopping online more than ever. That means a lot of orders coming in and a lot of orders you'll need to be shipped out fast. That's why online sellers
are so blurry. Bob, that's why online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all your orders from all your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently.
Import orders from any sales channel. Ship any with any carrier. Access discounted shipping rates. Automate just about any shipping task.
No matter what you're selling, you guys, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface you can use and manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. Honestly, if you're selling stuff on the internet, you really should be using ShipStation. Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in Bad friends. ShipStation.com, enter code BADFRIENDS.
To get a 60-day free trial.
That's right.
2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping.
That's right. ShipStation.com, enter code BADFRIENDS. Make ship happen.
HelloFresh. You know what, Andy?
Yeah, Bob?
I love HelloFresh.
So do I.
Yeah.
HelloFresh is one of my favorite. If you don't know what it is, come on, wake up. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door.
Yeah, and you can do it yourself.
I can.
Imagine this.
I'm stupid and I can do it.
Yeah, you're your own Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And I put on my little mittens and my little apron.
And your little hat.
And my little hat.
Little chef hat.
And when I get HelloFresh, and I know the meal is going to be good.
It's going to be delicious.
One of the best.
Guess who cooked a HelloFresh meal yesterday?
What, Andy? Who?
Me, Babo. Me.
Yeah.
I cooked it. By the way, you should try it if you've never tried it. If you're someone that hates going to the grocery store, me. And if you hate trying to plan out what to cook, me. HelloFresh delivers this to your front door.
They offer every week 23 recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients so you'll never get bored.
Eating healthier has never been easier. Low calorie, carb smart, vegetarian, pescatarian options every week. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from who? From farmers. That's right. We're sourcing locally. They offer the flexibility you need with customizable orders every single week. And you can easily change it and switch it up if you're like, I want meat. I don't want meat. It's really cool. It's really easy. And I actually really, really enjoy it. I used to not, honestly, like home delivery food services. But HelloFresh, I really do enjoy their stuff. It's good.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BADFRIENDS10 and use code BADFRIENDS10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
That's right. Go to HelloFresh.com/BADFRIENDS10 and use the code BADFRIENDS10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
I already said that, Andy.
It says say it again, Bob.
Okay. It really is America's number one meal kit.
True. And what do you have to do with Rudy? That's you can't sue. You don't. No soothing.
She has a thing with me is that and it may never work out. Our relationship may never work out. I have to say that. And that's real.
But she's going to college.
Yeah, it's not working out.
6 months.
I know. And I'll tell you why, right? is she doesn't, she has a thing where she doesn't come to me with any problems.
Well, that's why she's having panic attacks.
She goes to Kalilah, obviously.
Or she's burying it.
No, she goes to Kalilah with all her problems. And I hear her problems via Kalilah.
Right.
Yeah, she just, you know, this happened. This. She would never say it to me.
Why?
Right? I'll come in the kitchen and she'll just, this is what she does. I'll walk in the kitchen and let's say she's standing right here. As soon as I walk, she'll just go around the counter.
To avoid you.
To avoid me.
Yeah, but also to be fair to her, you can be very volatile at times.
Am I ever volatile? And be real.
Sometimes.
Like in what way? And this is good. And I think we should do this right now.
No,
this,
I just,
think this is the moment. Okay?
It's not negative.
It's not negative. So what is the thing that I do that's volatile?
I just.
Let it out.
Go ahead.
Like you explain where I go like far away when you come in the kitchen. It's because you always want to punch me.
You want to punch her.
Oh, God. This is so silly. You fucking know. You fucking rat.
Time out. Yeah. Was the story with the girl with the black eye, was that Rudy?
No.
Wait a minute. What is he? Where does he punch you? Let her talk. Mm-hmm. Where does he punch you?
Where?
Yeah, like on the arm or in the stomach or on the, what does he do?
Arm.
He hits you on the arm.
Hard?
Sometimes hard.
Sometimes hard.
Come over here. Come punch me how he hits you. Come here.
No.
Wear your mask. Wear your mask.
I want to feel it.
Wear your mask.
I want to feel how hard he hits you. And be real. Okay, I'll be you and you be Bob, okay? Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hi, Tito Bobby. Hi. Oh, good morning.
Okay.
Honestly?
Yeah.
That was hard.
I've never hit her that hard.
I
just saw the weight of it.
But can I tell you something? Yeah. You don't know your strength.
Okay.
So maybe you are hitting her harder than you think, and she's a little tiny, she's a tiny little girl.
I do it as a joke.
Yeah, but that's not...
I do it as a joke.
Hit women as a joke?
No. Playful. In a playful way.
Oh, it's funny.
All right. So here's the deal. Now that I hear it now, right? I hear it now. I hear it now, right?
Yeah.
I won't do that again. Okay. So is that the reason why you don't come to me with your feelings and your what you're going through?
No.
What is it? You don't trust me.
I trust you. I just go to the Kalilah.
Okay, but let's say this. What do you think it would take from Bobo for you to say, I want to tell you something personal that's bothering me? What would it take?
I don't know.
You don't know. Because the communication seems open. He seems like he's really willing to do something.
Like even when we get into the car today, right? I go, we're coming here.
Yeah.
And I go, hey. I open with that.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, you. Like you know what I mean?
Creepy aunt.
Yeah. Did I not do that?
Yeah.
Hey, how's school?
I didn't do anything. I just looked at her and go, I did one of those things, too.
Because you could tell she was upset.
Yeah, I make one of those noises, too. I go,
You're doing okay?
Right?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm fine.
Not fine.
Yeah, she's not fine.
You're not fine.
So she can't really get that...
No, I see Tito Bobby as like the fun and like always positive uncle.
That's nice.
Mm. Here's another thing. Yeah, and I'm tired of you calling Kalilah your sister, right? Who she's your aunt, right? And you call me uncle.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe that has to – maybe it's because you put me in a role.
Right.
Yeah, you put me in some weird like adult role.
Because you're – old.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, bro.
Bro.
She's 19. You're 49. You are very much the grown up in this situation. Like,
okay.
But she's an adult, a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a, what's the word you used?
Tito.
No. What you said he is what? He's
old.
Old enough. You're an old adult.
I'm old. Okay. Okay. So let me
see. You're like gross old.
Yeah, I'm not offended by the word old, right?
But you're old.
I know. Okay, you stop. Whatever you're doing,
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you're getting me all riled up.
Time out. Let's take a break. Let's self-soothe.
Yeah. It was this girl that used to, she was a comic, and her comedian boyfriend used to punch her.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I gotta know the name.
I know, I'll tell you later. But it would be, I would be like in North Hollywood at a far show.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd show up with scratches on her face.
Oh my God.
How'd you know I was performing here? You know what I mean? She did it again. You know what I mean?
And this guy is still around?
He's killing it.
He's doing well.
Yeah. But back in the then, it was like the Old West, and comics acted, you know, a fool. They acted crazy back then.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, but also acting crazy, hitting somebody is a little.
It's way too much.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's not being like a drunk who, you know, who throws up at the bar at the improv and pulls their dick out, which that happened at the improv. I saw that.
Yeah.
That's different than hitting a woman in the face. I mean, come on.
Right.
And speaking of hitting women. So are you no longer going to hit Rudy?
No,
that's a permanent thing.
I thought it was a joking
but
thing.
But don't you think, I know, and I bet you it was loving, but don't you think now she gets to hit you a few times? Isn't that only fair?
She can hit me all she wants.
No.
Why?
I'm not violent.
You love knives.
Yeah.
You're a secret, violent, crazy person. You just are pretending that you're this sweet. Everyone loves online Rudy's personality.
Your other uncle, not your uncle, but your great uncle, chopped his brother in half with a machete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot
Who
about
is he?
That.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Your grandfather, he took a machete.
Yeah.
Not kidding you. Went to his brother's house, or her other grandfather, right? Just took a machete, right? And in the torso, just this part, right?
Oh.
Sliced him in complete half, right? Imagine the blood. Right. And he went to prison, got out.
You can get out.
You can get out. That's what's great about the Philippines.
Philippines, you can cut someone in half. By the way, you go to prison for life for weed.
Yeah, yeah, here.
But you cut someone in half. With
and so one time
you're going to be out in 15 years.
And I knew this about him. So when I met that guy for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I nearly sucked his dick. I was just like, I gave him a hug.
He's like, great.
And
to
I whispered
meet you.
To his ear, I go, whatever you need, man. I swear to God, whatever you need, man. Anything.
He killed his brother?
Yeah.
And why? Why? What was it? Why?
Money.
Money.
Well, you know, it's always money.
Isn't it? Yeah. Dude, he cut his brother in half because of how much money? Do you know?
I think his brother, I don't know, sold the house to get money, and then he got angry. So.
It's like that Japanese kid went to school in France, right? And this Japanese kid, this really happened.
Recently?
No, maybe 20 years ago. He went to school in France, and you could look it up, but he was in boarding school or whatever, and his parents were wealthy. And he just decides one day, I don't know what came over him, you know, we have bad days, you know. He decides to eat somebody. And, you know, he just kind of had that mind, like, I want to eat that lady, you know. So he eats another student.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole, like head to toe.
I don't know what I've never eaten a human, so I don't know what the good parts are.
Never eaten a human?
No, I don't know what the good parts are.
Yeah.
And then what happened was.
Ah, Issei Sagawa.
Was that him?
Yeah, it's got to be. Known as the karate, known as the what? Yeah. So, the Kobe cannibal. That's a cool name.
Yeah, it's really good. And then his parents were so rich, they got him out of France.
Oh, so he was never extradited back to France?
He went back to – no, he was in France when it happened.
I'm saying, he got to Japan and they never took him back.
No, he was able to come out of France and then he just was never charged.
Right.
Now he's just walking around.
That's what I'm saying. They never extradited him back.
And it's the best story at parties.
Look at this guy and he's 71 and he's
so
still
that
alive.
Happened a long time ago then.
He's 71 and he's still doing it.
50 years.
He got arrested but released 2 years after pretrial detention.
Wow.
Bad. And then he was out.
Yeah. So like in some parts of the world, you know, you can eat somebody.
And it's all good.
It's good.
Well, it depends on how many people are starving.
It's like a misdemeanor.
Yeah. It's like a parking ticket.
Yeah.
You get a cannibal ticket?
Yeah.
Speaking of France, so I just read this morning, the police, this is happening all over the world. The police just broke up an 81-person orgy. 81 people from all over the world. They flew in from 9 countries. And they got fined. This is the funniest part. They got fined.
COVID.
They got fined because of COVID laws?
Yeah.
Guess how much? Guess how much they each got fined? Every person, 81.
How much?
$135. That's it.
That's a lot.
That's nothing for an orgy. These people flew for an orgy.
Yeah.
They flew across the world to fuck somebody. $135 is nothing. I'll pay that fine. I want to go to the orgy. How come I don't get invited to these orgies?
Have you been in an orgy?
No. No.
No, I'm being real. Have
no, you ever I'm been serious. To an orgy? I've never been in an orgy. I've never been to one. I've never seen one. I want to see them. I want to go.
I've been in orgies before. A free orgy.
You've never been in a free orgy.
And I instigated it. I don't want to get into it, but I was the one that, let's do it today.
How many people is an orgy?
Mine was six.
What makes an orgy? More than four?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the rules
are. Can you Google what makes an orgy?
What makes an orgy? But mine was six.
An orgy is a wild party, especially one involving excessive drinking and unrestrained sexual activity.
That's all?
So you've been in one. I'm having orgies all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, there's got to be, and that's in Oxford. That's Oxford Dictionary said that. An orgy has to be a number, right?
Yeah.
Because like Greek orgies, there were like 50 to 100 people. Think how fun that would be.
Yeah.
What a party. And by the way,
I'd be afraid if I pull my dick on everyone laughing.
No one's paying attention.
You don't think so?
No, you know
how embarrassing would that be though? You show up, you're like, hey guys, and then everyone just does an applause break.
The record stops.
They go, and they go, and they do an applause break. Right? I would probably put it back on and leave.
Do you know why? You know why orgies were invented?
Why?
Do you know why? Seriously?
Yeah, why?
So guys, in the hubbub of it all,
yeah.
When all this like everyone's fucking and sucking and moaning, so a guy that wanted to fuck guys,
yeah.
Could sneak it in and be like, oh, I didn't know, I wasn't
really
100%.
Yeah,
it's so guys could write in a guy's butt and be like, oh, I just thought you were a girl, but at this point, it's like, I'm so thin.
Okay, let me ask you this: if you were an orgy, mm-hmm. right, and you're fucking girls,
close my eyes, I'm doing it right.
Yeah, right, and then ooh. All of a sudden, you know, like. All of a sudden, like, mm-hmm. before he died, Dustin Diamond's there.
Oh, R.I.P. Jesus Christ. Soon? Right. Literally just happened?
Well, let's just suppose Dustin Diamond was there.
Rest in peace, Screech.
Rest in peace,
you were
Screech,
great. You're
right?
A great dude.
And, you know, he's having sex.
I don't know if he was a great dude. I take that back.
He's
no
having
idea.
Sex with a woman, right?
Yeah.
And you look at his ass cheeks,
mm-hmm.
and they're it. The perfect asses you've ever, ass you've ever seen.
Like, his ass is so nice and
it's
plump.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Would you just...
Yeah.
You would, right? No, would you just stick your dick in there?
Nah. You know what?
What?
For me... Boys' butts are too hairy.
No, but it doesn't even... It's like a Brazilian woman's butt.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It has the tan lines and everything.
Oh, it's got that bikini
and
lines?
Yeah, and it sticks out.
Then yeah.
And jiggle, 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 right? Then, his yeah. whole body's white, but his ass, for some reason, is super tan.
Perfectly tan.
Yeah, yeah.
The only... what is that? 7 is probably a really mild semi-orgy.
Oh, so I really wasn't in one.
You haven't had one. You had to have 7.
You need 7.
But also, so the 6 that you had...
Yeah.
What do you say?
Do you switch out condoms?
Do you?
I don't know, because it'd be weird to like use a condom. Let's say you're doing guys and girls. You're yeah. fucking some guy in the ass, right?
Yeah.
And you pull it out. There's some shit. And you see a vagina. Do you stick it back, go in there? Or do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. But I would
know the rules.
I imagine that most of these unbridled orgies don't have condoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would do that.
Don't,
be weird.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, those should be sponsored by Trojan. They should put some money into the orgy game.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think, how do you get, first of all this means to me when I read it, what I really wanted to talk about was, how do you get invited to that kind of, like 81 people, right? Don't laugh at me. I want to know how you get invited. That's a privilege. Your 6 people are people that you knew, correct?
No, did I tell you about the Asian orgy that I almost got involved in?
Famous Asian orgy?
Sometimes after sets at the Comedy Store, right, I go to the fucking...
Carney's. I know, I've been with you. It's embarrassing.
Right, and I get the chocolate.
I know. Why do you get that?
So delicious.
It's.
I love bananas and chocolate.
You love a chocolate dipped banana.
So it's frozen, and I'm like a little kid.
Yeah, sucking on a black dick on
just
Sunset.
Walking down Sunset. And then I love when like fans will come out of the showroom and they'll walk to their cars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go, good job, and I'll always do like a dick sucking thing with it's so fun, right? And they always get to laugh.
Yeah, of course.
They go, great job. I'll go, oh, like that. And it gets a huge laugh, right? So this time, it was like maybe 1:30 in the morning. And I'm walking back. And this is when I was dating Sarah, a girl named Sarah.
I remember her.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to say her name.
All right. So I was in the Hyatt there, right? There was probably 200 Asians all dressed in white.
A white party.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this is when like... Mad TV. I was on Mad TV, so I was on a show and Asians, especially because I was the only really guy.
You're the only Asian
guy on TV, so they all knew who I was, right?
Yeah.
They go, "Oh my God, it's Bobby Lee!" Right? And they go, "You want to come up?" I go, "What's going up there?" And I had the chocolate. You know, what I'm sucking right, trying to get laughs, right? And they're like, "We're a sex club."
You immediately, you're like, "This is fake."
Yeah. I go, "No, I what?"
Really?
What is it?
Yeah.
We rented out the whole floor and you're invited. I mean, usually that's a club. It's a club, but you can come up. And I go, I didn't know what it was. So I go, all right, I'll go.
I'm going to go.
Well, you'd go, right?
All right. Well, cool. I'm gone. I'm there in my mind.
Right. So you know how hotel rooms, the doors, each door is – there's a door that's locked to the other door. Those are all open.
Oh.
So you can walk through
– pass-throughs.
Pass
yeah.
through all wow. these – right, these rooms.
Wow.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So and there's music, right? And, you know, at first nothing was happening. People are just talking, right?
Is anybody
and I'm
hot?
At the tail end of my chocolate thing. You know, my face is all chocolated up, right? My tail end. And then all of a sudden, like, dudes are just taking their clothes off.
Are they
just making out.
Are these people hot?
Oh, my God.
People are hot
so
or no?
Hot.
So everybody's hot.
Yeah. I'm the ugliest guy there, obviously.
Right.
I wouldn't – if I didn't have Mad TV – I would never be invited.
Right.
Okay.
Plus, you didn't have white on.
So there was guys, you know what I mean, kissing girls, and I was kind of walking around like, I think I gotta get out of here.
Were you talking to anybody?
No.
No, just by yourself.
So I go to this room, and I go, this seems like a nice room. There's candles, right? And there's no guys. It's all women.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's these two girls on the bed, and I'm sitting there on, like, just a hotel chair, right? My feet are all chocolatey. I'm trying to think to myself, should I have a cigarette on the balcony is weird, right?
Yeah.
But no, I'll watch.
And they're hooking up.
Oh, yeah. They're eating each other. 69. Oh, right. Oh, it's great.
Nice.
Cover your ears. Okay?
Yeah.
I go, but I should go because I was living with Sarah at the time.
You're allowed to watch.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. I'm watching. So, right? I was going to, you know what? I'm going to nut in my pants. Because I was about to nut in my pants.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just explode without even touching. It was amazing.
That's when your dick is going like this. Right. It's begging to get out.
Right. And then I see the girls look at me.
Yeah.
Right. And they start whispering. Meanwhile, when they're whispering, my penis is going like juice is coming out. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And also I'm like, all my like spidey senses are like you
heightened.
Like you're in a territory.
Yeah.
Where you don't want to be here.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can't move.
Can't move.
Right?
You ain't going nowhere.
My body's like, leave, but I'm not leaving.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Yeah.
All right. So they get up from the bed. Right?
Walk through you.
And they walk toward me. Right? And one girl starts kissing my neck. And I go like this. I go, no! With my hand like this.
Why?
I go, no! Like this. And I run out.
Wow.
Yeah.
The control.
The control, dude.
A hot naked chick comes up to you.
I regret that moment every single day.
What did you, good
I
for
should
you.
Have done it.
But
I should have fucking done it.
Yeah, you're
I
not together
it.
With her anymore.
I regret it. I'm not with her anymore.
Wait, when you were in the elevator, was it not running into your head to be like, fuck this shit, I'm going to go. I got to go back up.
No,
I got to go back
up. No, because the one thing that I can say about myself is I've never cheated on anybody.
And you were you were like, I'm not going to do it with two random girls in this hotel.
I wanted to, and I wish I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I didn't.
In your mind, you did.
I didn't because it just goes against.
You wanted to.
Oh, I wanted it so bad, but it goes against
also,
everything that I believe
in. But also,
yeah,
you don't know those girls.
What would you have done in that situation?
There's no way I would have been, genuinely,
yeah.
I would have never, if a guy was like, come upstairs, we're having a sex party,
yeah.
I know to be like, that is trouble. No way I'm going up there.
Right. I shouldn't have gone up there. I think that's
yeah, because I knew, you know, because by the way,
yeah.
If you go up there, at that point, you should fuck.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
went up. Yeah. You already did it. Go do it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this guy? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The religious guy?
Okay.
This guy's great.
So what is he?
Look at this, though, by the way. Because God, we talked about saving you on this show a lot.
Me?
No, we've talked about saving people. People being saved by religion.
Oh, yeah.
Remember my buddy who was saved, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. This guy's out here saving people, and I want to give him a lot of credit. Okay. This guy's great.
Don't watch porn. Pray with me instead. My friend started this new hashtag, PrayerWatchPorn, and I guarantee that you maybe have been feeling a little bit tempted.
Yeah.
Or maybe you were about to watch something.
Okay. How much does this guy love porn?
Too much.
The fact that he's got to say it out loud?
It's too much.
That means he's obsessed.
He needs to be put away.
Yeah.
No, he needs to go to like a 6-month like lockdown.
These guys deserve to be in prison for this.
Yeah.
This is prison. The fact that he's got to say you should pray to not watch porn means his addiction was so violent that it was like, you know what I saw? And I'll never forget, dude, my first time in New York City, my first time I ever was in New York, and I was going to visit my buddy in Brooklyn, and I was like, I'm going to take the train. You know what I mean? Like, I'll do the New York thing. I'm not going to take a cab. I'm taking the fucking train. The moment I get on the L train, a guy is on his phone watching porn, dick in hand.
Yeah.
I was like, should have taken a fucking cab. That's this guy, by the way.
Yeah.
That's this guy. He's watching it in public. You see, have you ever seen someone watch it in public?
No.
Watch porn in public?
No.
Never? I feel like I see people do it. I catch people all the time watching porn in public.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's my group of friends.
No, it's just that. It's just I don't really.
Well, I haven't been out in so long.
I know, but I don't walk by and people are watching. I always think they're watching the Avengers or something. Or, you know, it's some cool thing.
I saw a guy at the Comedy Store watching porn in the OR.
Yeah.
Drunk as fuck in the back of the room watching porn on his phone.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't blame him.
Well, I saw, you know, there used to be.
I didn't blame him at all.
A series of porn. I think it was, I forgot what company it was, but they rented Paulie's house.
To do porn?
To do porn.
Which one? The one above the old one?
The old one way on the hill.
You're right.
And every time I would watch him, I'd go, oh, yeah, I've been there. You know, there was a sense of like, I've been there, man.
Isn't that kind of nice?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of nice to be like, I've been to that porn set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially when. Wait, did they get paid good money for that?
But you know how he just rents that stuff, that place out.
Yeah. Would you ever rent your house out for porn?
No.
Look at me. Porn company comes and goes, Bob.
If we're fans
of you.
Okay, if I wasn't in.
Asa Akira's producing it.
No, because I have fucking Jules in the house. I have dogs.
You kick her out. You're not there while they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. it depends on where I am financially.
They come to you and they go, look, we're going to rent the house out and we'll give you 15 grand.
No, I don't need it.
We'll give you 25 grand.
No.
We'll give you 50 grand.
No.
We'll give you 100 grand.
Okay.
How fast can you be out?
Yeah.
Now.
How much do you need it for?
One day.
Yeah, go ahead. 100 grand?
But we're going to get cum on everything.
There's already come on everything. Wow. What would you do?
Well, you know, that's a thing. And I got a text from a friend the other day that goes, I couldn't be more annoyed with you right now. Why? I go, context. And he goes, your stupid fucking show is filming on my street all week. So like, you know, they put up a notice that says I'm filming on your, in your neighborhood. And I was like, oh, dude. Sorry, that's got to be a bummer because they block the streets. You know, it's a whole thing. And he's like, this guy's house that we're filming in, he rents it out all the time. For people that don't know, people in Los Angeles, they rent out their houses for film shoots all the time. And they give you like, I don't know, 10 to 20 grand, depending on how long they use the house. But they wreck the house.
Mm-hmm.
We wreck the house. I mean,
you
like,
wreck it, yeah.
You wreck it. And every time I always think, I would never rent my house out to a Hollywood production.
Never.
Because you fuck it up.
You fuck it up.
You leave shit everywhere. Things get banged and knocked and broken. Everything gets broken.
I always look through the drawers. Yeah,
because
sometimes the green room is in some kid's room.
It's a kid's room.
Right? And you're in there. It's like you can tell that like there's pictures up and somebody, kid lives there.
Somebody lives there.
I always just look. And I go through things. Yeah.
This one time we were at, what were we shooting? And we were in someone's house and they had tape on the doors that said, do not enter. Guess what?
What?
I entered.
Yeah.
How am I not going to check it out?
You always enter.
I got to know what's in there.
When I was shooting Magnum and we were shooting on the street and this fucking guy with a MAGA hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes in and he interrupts I hear action. He interrupts the scene. And he goes, you guys are taking jobs away from Hawaiians. And he walks away. And the boom operator, it's just this gigantic brown guy, you know what I mean, with tattoos all over his body. Everyone's Hawaiian!
He's holding and he's just, I'm Hawaiian, bro.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That's good. Do you have any games today?
Rudy has a project that she wants to pitch to you guys.
Rudy's got a project?
You got a project? She's got a school presentation she wants to practice.
I have a school presentation.
Oh, great. This is exciting.
Oh, yeah, she seems amped about it. Do you see her face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can tell that you're down. Before we do this, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get into her heart, man.
Are you sad?
No.
Can I be real with you for a second? If you ever need to talk to someone about... Are you on your phone?
I'm going to do the...
Oh, the presentation. Oh.
Okay.
If you ever need to talk to someone about panic attacks or anxiety, you can always text me. I'm being serious.
Never.
Maybe she will
text you.
You'll text me.
She will never. I swear to God, she'll never text you.
I suffer from anxiety and depression very much, and I got to tell you, if you ever want advice,
if Kalila and I died for some reason, right, and she was homeless, right, and she needed a sandwich, you'd probably be the last person she'd go to.
Last.
Yeah, because there's.
Wow.
Yeah. And let that seep into your fucking heart.
That's not, I mean, all the stuff I've done for you is pretty remarkable.
It's crazy. I know.
I've done so much nice stuff for you.
Yeah.
Why don't we see your fucking presentation? Little shit.
Okay.
All right. What is it? Oh, I like this. Oh, The Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead by Rudy.
Oh, let's see, Rude. Let's see, hear Rudy. It.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to be presenting The Grateful Dead.
Wonderful. Oh, sorry.
No, you don't clap.
Oh.
My bad.
So there, as you can see, there are a lot of names, but the first ever that the first people that formed the Grateful Dead were Jerry Garcia.
We know.
Bob Weir.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Lesh,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Kreutzmann.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other few were when those three left, and then they replaced them.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other names of the band are the other ones.
You don't really have to.
The Dead.
I like it.
Legion of Mary, Dead and Company, and Rat Dog.
Rat Dog, mm-hmm. baby.
Rat Dog, baby.
And then the fans' names are called, the fans' name is called Deadhead.
Deadheads.
Yeah, exactly, Deadheads, yeah.
And then those are the genres of the Grateful Dead.
Rock, psychedelic rock, blues rock, and et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you're missing one of the members. Who's the newest guitar member? Who's the newest guitar player? He's not up there.
John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Yeah.
He's not up there. Why is he not up there?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Is it John Mayer playing for the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know I won't get into it. It's like probably one of the best modern guitarists of our time.
I'm still presenting.
Oh, can I say this then?
Genuinely.
I know you are, but can I just say that? So let me interject real quick.
One of the best guitarists of our time.
He's great.
No. One of the best guitarists of our time.
I want to say something even more controversial though.
Oh boy, here it goes.
Okay. I think that Adam Lambert is better than Freddie Mercury.
Next slide.
That picture of them was the first show that they did.
Oh, cool.
And then they began as the Warlocks and formed early 1965 in Palo Alto, CA.
Palo Alto, California, an extremely wealthy area of Northern California where Stanford University is.
And then the name Grateful Dead was chosen from a dictionary, and it meant the soul of a dead person or his angel showing gratitude to someone who arranged their burial.
Mm. Burial, but yes.
Don't correct her.
Well, it is burial.
In the Philippines, it's called burial.
Burial.
Yeah.
I went to his funeral and burial.
Yeah.
Next slide, please. Fun fact.
Say no to drugs. Okay.
In 1970, the band was going to perform at the warehouse in New Orleans.
Yes.
And at the night of January 31, police raided their hotel and arrested 19 people with possession of various drugs.
Now, that's disappointing. So, I never thought that band was into that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
During their Europe 72 tour, Pigpen's health, one of the members, deteriorated to the point where he could no longer tour with the band.
Yep.
He died on March 8, 1973. That is his picture. He is known for his long beard.
Thank you. That is his picture. Can you imagine if it was a picture of somebody else?
Yeah.
That is a friend of his.
Yeah.
I'm going to be telling this slide. I'm going to be telling you of the deaths of the members.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing. Give us the deaths, baby.
On February 1975, Keith and Donna Jean Godchild.
Just try for
just
it.
Try it.
Godchild. They were both like a couple.
Shit. Two random people with the same fucked up last name.
I'm just telling you because you might not know.
Yeah, you might not know.
When Keith and Donna met, they're like, "You're a Godchild too."
They left the band. Yeah. But then Keith died in 1980 because of a car accident.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Midland, the keyboardist of Grateful Dead for 11 years, died due to narcotics overdose in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Then shortly, Jerry Garcia, the main singer,
mm-hmm.
Garcia's health started to decline. And then Garcia was in a diabetic coma for several days in July 1986, later died on August 9, 1995.
Wait. He was in a coma for 9 years?
Several days.
No, days. A few days.
Wait. In a, he Garcia was in a diabetic coma for several days in July of 86. Okay. I thought he stayed in a coma for 9 years.
And he played the whole time. He died in 1995.
Okay. Next slide, please.
My high school girlfriend's brother had his hand. You know, he only had four fingers on one of his hands.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, his handprint on a poster in his room. And it always intimidated me because his hand was so big and her brother hated me. Go ahead.
The Grateful Dead performed their last concert on July 9, 1995 at Soldier Field in Chicago. That's and that right. year was when Joey Garcia died.
Mm-hmm. Joey?
Joey or Jerry? It doesn't matter.
Jerry it's Garcia died.
Whoa. All right. Relax.
It's the way she yells.
Yeah.
Okay. And their legacy, the Grateful Dead formed during the era when bands such as the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Rolling Stones were dominating the airwaves.
That's right.
They were part of the process of establishing what psychedelic music was. They were the pioneering godfathers of jam band world, and they sold more than 35 million albums worldwide.
Mm. That's impressive.
Impressive.
And you can buy their merchandise.
Are we we're plugging their merch on the show?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Is that what else?
That is all. Thank you for listening.
Wait, you got to talk. You have to have some kind of ending.
That's what you were just doing. Thank you for listening. Go ahead.
I mean,
she has a big thing planned. Go ahead. Oh. Read the thing. I mean, say it, what you were going to say.
That is all. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
That was the big thing?
She had a bigger,
thank you for listening.
I
goodbye.
She had a bigger thing than that. Yeah, that's your thing?
You were banking on thank you for listening. Goodbye.
That was it?
How about this? Let's add one more piece right now, just to end it. Uh-huh. I want you to give us kind of a summation of what the group is and means to you and why they're important to music. Go ahead.
Yeah, and without looking at the notes. Go ahead.
The group is a rock band formed in the 1980s, I think. And then...
It's your book report.
What the band means to me is their use of drugs. Because when you see them perform, they are more enjoyable when they use drugs.
That's correct. I've never had a more accurate description
yeah,
in my life.
That's them to a T.
That's perfect.
Yeah, just a bunch of drug addicts.
Now you look in the camera right now.
Yeah.
And you say thank you for listening about me and Grateful Dead and my broke report, and thanks for being a bad friend. You take us out.
Thank you for listening to me on my class discussion on the Grateful Dead. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Very good.
The best.
HelloFresh! Oh my God. You know, I love HelloFresh, Andy.
No.
What do you mean?
Don't fucking call me Andy, you cunt.
Why?
I hate it.
It doesn't matter. You call me Bob. I hate that.
Okay, fine. You're right.
Okay.
One, two, three.
HelloFresh! You know what, Andy?
Yeah, Bob.